Now, last but not least, Maddalena Toscano, former researcher and teacher at UNIOR. She worked in the field of Bantu languages and literatures, mainly dealing with Swahili and Zulu languages. She wrote about Swahili lexicography and Zulu morphological structures. She had experience in various Socrates projects. She was the main coordinator of the CAMEL, Computer Applications to Modern Extra-European Languages project, the results of which were included in a chapter of the ACOHUM Computing in Humanities project report. A product of the project is WASO, Swahili Italian Online Dictionary, which is now being updated thanks to the conjunct support of UNIOR and of Ismail, of which Professor Rossi is president. She was also the main coordinator of the Comenius project Time for Teachers, Tools in Multicultural Education, the report of which is available in PDF format from the UNIOR OPAR. She was the local coordinator of the Erlang project, which aims at introducing a multicultural and multilingual awareness in language teaching in primary schools. From the Erlang project came an interesting experience about language perception among primary school children. It was from an indication of Professor Rossi and a conversation about the Erlang experience that Maddalena's cooperation with the DEAM project began. Maddalena guided me, she encouraged me, and she taught me how to be a project coordinator. Her contribution could be useful to all those who are interested or would like to take part in a European project. She was extremely helpful, as I had no clue how to be a coordinator at the beginning of this project. Let me give the floor to Professor Maddalena Toscano. Good morning. First of all, I would like to thank Leah for inviting me to participate in this project. And I would like to thank all those who collaborated to make this event possible. When Leah started talking to me about this project, our first topic of conversation was obviously what the object of the project was, namely the construction of a multilingual dictionary that could be used online. As a person with computerized lexicography skills, I started to think about what aspects to consider when building a dictionary, that is, elements of the macro structure, such as the languages involved, the type of users, the size, sources, access to corpus, and so on, and elements of the microstructure, that is, how to build the structure of an entry, the extraction of data, the type of output, paper or electronic, search options, and so on. And finally, of course, the instructions to pass to the person who has to build the database, a particularly treacherous topic, which I will not mention in this context. But as we talked to each other at a certain point, we realized that the topic of the content was going more and more in the background, also because it had been fairly defined, or so we thought, and the topics of our meetings concerned more and more aspects of managing a project rather than the content itself. It was at this point in our meetings that I realized I was converting from my initial role as a lexicography consultant to a more, so to say, first aid role in the management of a European project for a first-time coordinator. This situation took me back to the time of my first experiences, both as a coordinator and as a partner of a European project. And so I find myself having to transform the stories of my memories into a sort of quick guide for the coordinator of a European project, Tips for Survival. I therefore began to retrace the phases and salient moments that one goes through during the experience of participating in a European project. Generally, the first step is to convert the idea that the designer has in mind into a descriptive form that can be inserted into a specific form. Normally, this step, even if it requires a lot of concentration, does not present great difficulties. Whoever writes the project will certainly have had to ask the approval of the school head, will have talked about it with colleagues, will have an idea of the partners with whom he can interact and from whom he must have information. But the first result of his initial work, which is being able to submit the project in time for the deadline, depends mainly on him. But once the submitted project has been approved, this peaceful scenario changes completely, and the coordinator suddenly finds himself in a completely new situation for which he has no experience and for which he has had little or no preparation. Generally, whoever presents a European project is a teacher accustomed to relating not only to students but also to his school head, colleagues and administration staff. He is therefore used to moving in an environment that is quite known to him and in a somewhat consolidated manner. But as a coordinator, he suddenly finds himself catapulted into a completely different scenario, and one to which he must be able to adapt quite quickly. For the body that announced and approved the project, the coordinator is the responsible person, the counterparty with which the body relates. The coordinator is therefore the person responsible to the institution that approved the project, but is also responsible to the school head at the same time. The relationship with local colleagues can also change. Some may be willing to cooperate, others may perhaps show less enthusiasm than the initial one. Particularly attention should also be paid to the relationship with the administration. Administration staff often find themselves faced with a mass of work for which they have not been consulted and for which they have not really been adequately trained. It probably has to do with a series of rules and a completely new form. Sometimes there are problems with translation of particular terms or acronyms, and the instructions are not always transparent. In addition to reconsidering relations with his work environment, which he knows quite well, the new coordinator will probably have to activate new contacts with local partners he may already know a little, and more importantly, he will also have to start activities with the foreign partners, who, however, he probably knows very little. The coordinator then finds himself dealing with different people who have different functions and different roles, and each of them has probably his own idea of the project. That is what the result should be, the final product, and how to get it. The coordinator must in fact relate with the Erasmus office, with the school head, with colleagues, with the administration, probably with local partners, certainly with foreign partners. We therefore see that there are a number of actors involved whose action should converge on a single result or final product. The problem is that each of them probably has a different idea or attitude towards what should be a shared project. But these differences with respect to the final product or the way to achieve it do not emerge immediately. They emerge gradually in the course of the work. The challenge at this point for the coordinator is how to ensure that each partner can work to the best of their ability without ending up distorting the project or even not having the result for which the agreement was signed. For the coordinator, it is therefore really a commitment not to lose the coordinates of the project. Here are a series of considerations to take into account in order to work peacefully and also satisfactorily. In this phase, strangely, the bureaucratic aspect can be a sort of help, a kind of directional beam that helps to keep the course towards the final half. Therefore, while in the initial phase of the project, we used the forms to fill in the application of the guidelines and the forms that will be used to report on the work that has been done can be a useful tool for keeping the work in progress in the right direction. It is therefore advisable to carefully study the documentation and forms relating to the final report and share it with the partners and always keep in mind the key points. What is described as a product, as a final result, the documentation to attach or to keep and exhibit on request. Prepare the budget to be presented with the eligible expenses and to be reported, as well as the costs to be co-financed. The drafting of a final report, dissemination events like this one we are participating in. The possible outcomes of the project. These are all elements that must be kept in mind during the running of the project. Another important element to consider is the working groups. A European project foresees the participation of various partners who must form an organised and functioning group in a short time. What are the elements to consider for this to happen? A little considered aspect may be the vocabulary with which we speak. I remember that once we had to build a working lexicon because some terms in the passage from one language to another would acquire an ambiguous meaning, and this obviously affected the effectiveness of communication. Another important aspect is knowing the position of the person within his own institution, that is, the person who participates in the group and who makes choices, makes commitments within the work group. What does he do when he returns to his institution? That is, once he returns to his institute, does this person only act as an ambassador? That is, does he report what has been said? Or is he also able to implement it? This makes a big difference. Another very important element to take care of is the element of documentation of the work that is done. The coordinator does not often realise that much of his work occurs through oral forms of transmission. That is, we talk to each other, discuss, make decisions, exchange messages or phone calls. However, little trace remains of all this. So good practice is to continuously keep a written record of what has been done, what has been said. So basically, it is preferable to use emails and not the telephone. And if you have used a mobile phone or messaging, it is preferable every time to write an email with a sort of summary of what happened. We agreed that. This way, the writer can keep documentation of his part of the work. Finally, one of the most important aspects remain, namely, how much flexibility to allow and how much rigour to exercise with respect to what was the initial idea of the project and what is actually feasible, obviously respecting the general contents and broad lines of the project. Obviously, describing what you want to do is different from having to do it, to put it into practice. What can be the margins of adaptation, of acceptable changes, not only from the bureaucratic point of view, that is documentation, but also in consideration of the work process, of the process of building a product, of a result that must be built together? Perhaps this is where one of the most important aspects of the European project experience lies. At some point, we realise that As important as the final product is the pathway by which we get to it. How much availability, how much openness, how much mediation, how much communication, how much listening is necessary for a group of people who have come together to achieve a result, to reach their goal. What really emerges in the end is that to achieve this goal, they had to rely on their professional skills, but above all, to make use of their personal resources and qualities. Finding ourselves in a new work situation, but with a shared goal, considering what the difficulties and obstacles were, and what resources and strategies we used to succeed in our intent, is the true result of the experience of participating in a European project.